Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I'm going to be like a listener today, Craig. I don't know because I didn't watch it and I woke up and didn't hear it. Who won the NFL game last night? Let Craig tell me. He's the news guy. I'll be like the listener in the car.
He can tell me too because.
You don't know either?
No.
You even Google it? Okay.
Third quarter. I left in the third quarter.
I didn't watch any of it.
Nodded off.
I saw Cleet for a second, but I don't watch game. I was burned out from Sunday night, so I'm not going to watch anymore.
Somewhere in the second quarter, I checked in and saw him.
Okay, but don't tell us. What was the score, Craig?
34-31.
Who won?
Josh Allen failed to convert a quarterback sneak on 4th-and-1 in a Bills loss to Tennessee. Sean McDermott opted to forego a 20-yard game-tying field goal attempt, and the Bills turned the ball over to the Titans on downs.
20-yard? That game was where?
In Tennessee.
Right.
Okay.
In Nashville.
I guess he went. Did he try to get a quarterback sneak from under center, unlike the Huskers? They do it from a shotgun in 4th-and-1.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
God, I hate that play. When you got to gain a half a yard, and you're sitting up in a shotgun, and you hand the ball to the running back 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, yeah. And you got to gain a half a yard.
Oh, yeah, don't tell Husker fan that.
Yeah,
they were fourth.
No, I heard somebody complaining about that.
I know they were. Yeah. They were fourth and a foot, and it's what he did. He handed it off, and the kid slipped kind of, and then he hit him.
Right there. My buddy I golfed with on Sunday was bitching about that. Yeah. He's a Husker fan.
But stick with them, though. Please stay the same.
Yeah, Rodgers did that on Sunday. They had fourth and half a yard, and he never does it. But
he goes underneath there once in a while.
Got up under center.
I saw that one.
And just QB sneak.
Right.
I get you don't want
to. So tough to stop a QB sneak at that point. It's
right.
Usually it's a silent snap half the time.
And you hardly, most guys don't do that.
No.
But I'm the same mind. Why you want to turn around and take it further away from where you got to go?
Right.
Just QB sneak it.
Yeah, I gravitated toward.
They overthink it sometimes.
They do.
Baseball.
I wonder who played baseball last night.
The Red Sox continue to roll in the MLB playoffs.
Great.
Boston crushed the Houston Astros 12-3 in Game 3.
Are they 3-0 or 2-1?
ALCS at Fenway.
2-1 now.
That's 2-1 now.
The Red Sox take a 2-1.
Thank you, Craig.
Series lead.
Seriously, I didn't know any of this. I'm not going to.
Well, you know, we've got it here.
I don't care.
Well, we are on the radio, too.
Either one of those teams. But our buddy Doc is an Astros fan. So I texted him last night.
No, they're cheaters.
And I said, I don't care for either of these teams, but your Astros fanhood is the reason I'm behind them. And after I texted that, they walked the base. Well, no, they got the bases loaded. Didn't walk the bases loaded. And then shortly after that, grand slam. Boom, it's 6-0.
Did they hear a trash can?
Yeah.
No, it was a fastball.
And
that's
I should probably stop professing my fandom about now. He said, I don't believe in jinxes.
They had two grand slams of the day in the first and second inning.
Amazing.
I don't believe in jinxes, he says, until tonight. I don't know what the final
and
was.
And when's the
12-3.
NLCS today?
Yeah.
Boston, today's game 4 for Boston Houston. Also happening today, it is the NLCS shifting to Los Angeles for game 3, where the Braves hold a 2-0 series lead.
That's an afternoon game, too, I think.
The Braves at Dodgers is a 4:08 p.m. game. The Astros at Boston is a 7 o'clock game.
That's central time for you people listening other places.
The NBA kicks off at 6:30.
Oh, that's today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Game
the
day
brand
one.
New NBA season.
Just all the right. one game tonight? Or
there are
no,
two.
They play all 82
all
tonight.
Right. I thought it didn't start to, in earnest one. Till tomorrow. I kept seeing October 20.
Thanks for laughing, that puss.
There are two.
I should have.
The early game
you should have. Just the one
game. The early game is the Brooklyn Nets at Milwaukee Bucks. The late game, the 9 o'clock game, is Golden State at the Lakers.
I'll tell you what we can do. You mentioned white on the guys underneath. We should probably get a hold of the Washington State head football coach or the former head football coach and see how he feels about running the ball. He's not busy today.
Right. Well, not just him.
Would you pay $3.2 million to own the Libs? I did.
What an a-hole. They should do this in every state.
Four assistant coaches.
I'm sure there's coaches in Lincoln aren't vaccinated. I don't know for sure, but there's got to be somebody. But we allow that here.
Mm-hmm. Is that the university's rule or the state?
State, Washington State. Said you're a state employee, you got to be vaccinated. The head coach of Washington State. Go ahead, Craig. I want to step on your thumb.
Nick Rolovich. Yeah. Or I don't even know how to say the guy's name.
I think that's right.
Nick Rolovich.
Nick, I'm going to have to roll a bitch. That's what I'm thinking right here, that, don't you?
Because he needs the
Washington
money now.
State refused to get vaccinated. That's a requirement for all state employees.
Yep. And also maybe not to spread COVID to your players and your, coaches.
Multiple unvaccinated assistant coaches out as well. You said four?
Four, it says here. Four assistant coaches.
Yeah, that's what I read.
What a dumbass move. This guy ain't getting a gig anywhere, not in Division I.
Well, and they went 5-6.
Yeah, but that's not
really
they're
not pounding on his door.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but I'm just saying no major program's going to hire this guy. It'd be like some anti-vax college, Division III,
right.
Somewhere.
Someone with the nickname Lib Owners.
Yeah. How much was his salary?
3.2.
What an ass. What a dumbass.
I don't know if that's the highest paid employee in the state of Washington, but it's damn close if it's not.
No, remember, didn't we see that Dana's the highest paid?
That's Oregon. That's Oregon.
He lives in Oregon.
Yeah. same difference.
It's all the same.
No,
Washington, Oregon.
Completely different state.
Act like they're the Dakotas.
Yeah. Well, Dana's the highest paid in both those states. We'll give him that.
Probably is. Yeah. Probably is.
Yeah. Who's the coach for the university?
You're the Big 12 guy. You're the Big 12 guy. Yeah. You should run down all the coaches.
I should know, but I don't know him, and I don't know what his salary is. Yeah. I don't think either of those basketball coaches are making any money.
I'm guessing W probably makes more than the state right at this point.
You would think.
Yeah.
No, I think it was that guy.
Oh, it was?
When you search highest paid state employee in Washington, he's the first one to come up.
And like you said, he's just all angry. I'm going to show them. And he gets home, and next week, because first of all, he's not getting a buyout now. He quit. That's got to be in his contract. You can't just quit and get a buyout.
No, they stopped paying him.
Oh, no, they fired him.
Oh, so he might get unemployment.
Unemployment. yeah, but I think he's maxed out on that.
Yeah, but he can't be going to the unemployment line because that's for losers and moochers, not freedom lovers like him.
That's right.
He just loves him some freedom.
Yeah, I think that guy was the highest paid state employee in Washington.
They could do that here, but like I said, we don't have that rule in Nebraska because the people that want to get rid of the head coach in Lincoln, they could say, hey, why don't we do it that way? Mandate vaccines and fire him. Has anybody asked Frost if he's vaccinated? He might be. I'm just throwing it out there.
That is cause.
Because media won't ask them that because they'll lose their pass. Has anybody asked him? I want to be corrected here.
I'm unaware.
I've never heard anybody. And nobody in the media is afraid.
All we can do is speculate.
Yeah.
And based on what I've seen, you probably know what my speculation is.
Yep. Well, media, ask him.
We'll just get yelled at.
And now that behind that dude was the head basketball coach at UW. The football coach at UW is even.
He must be a new guy.
Yeah, it looks like this guy was new. I think this was his first. Last year was his first year. 2020 was
his
first year.
Oh, he took over for Leach.
Right. Yeah. Leach went to Mississippi State.
All right. His wife's going, are you kidding me? Unless she has an F. Biden t-shirt on, then she's probably happy too.
Great. We're broke and living in Pullman, Washington now.
Are you kidding me? You got a Division I head coaching football job? That's an incredible position for any future coach. And he loses it. What a dumbass. Don't let the door hit you in the way out, Craig. Not you.
And Allison Williams at ESPN.
Yeah, that chick.
Which one's she?
She's the one that said that they were trying to get pregnant, and her doctor said she shouldn't get it. Said, well, you need to get it.
Yeah.
And then she said, all right, well, I'm out.
Yeah. And every other doctor says, no, really, you need to get it.
Right. Every other doctor.
Every other
says
doctor.
It's fine to get the, yeah.
Isn't that Brian Williams' daughter's name?
Yeah, it is beside
different
her.
Allison Williams?
Totally not her, yeah.
I don't know if I'm familiar with the ESPN woman.
I only saw
She's
her.
She's been around forever, apparently.
She looked vaguely familiar.
Did anybody show her the video of a 33-year-old mom in Atlanta the other day who said, get the vaccine, then died? Because her baby was born and she had COVID and couldn't see her baby and she died.
You can't believe her.
Yeah, well, no, you can because she was a woman who died.
Yeah,
but she was unvaccinated.
Yeah, she's.
Was she?
So what happened to Allison Williams? She come out.
She's just going to quit.
Oh, good. Where are they going to find another person to fill that job?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah,
everywhere.
Walk down
who
the
knows
hallway.
Anything about sports?
Yeah.
Yeah. What sportscaster wants to go to work for ESPN? I don't know if that's necessarily a plum job, if everybody makes a ton of money there. I think there's just a select few that get paid. But if you hang around.
It's national.
Looks good
select
on your resume.
Few.
It's better than reporting in local high schools.
Yeah, she's been at ESPN since 2011.
Yeah, working for the worldwide leader in sports can't be a bad thing.
I think it's a great gig.
Yeah, she does not believe that it helps stop transmission.
I didn't know she was a reporter and a doctor. She totally doesn't even believe in it.
And apparently doesn't know how to research.
No.
Nope, and I believe you're gone.
Yeah, ESPN said, Disney said, you know, it's your decision to get a vaccine.
Right. Can't work
here. It's your decision not to work here.
Right, that's it. We all should have those.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think everybody knows where we stand on that.
It just came up in the news today because I saw the Washington State story this morning. I'm thinking that's hilarious. Door ass. $3.5 million. I don't care what. The guy could be paid $100,000 a year, and he's going to give it up for this.
Yeah. Oh, well. The other day, we mentioned Chuck Liddell getting involved in an alleged domestic violence incident at his home.
He said his wife
later, he came out and said that his wife was having issues and that he decided to go to jail so that she could stay home with the kid. Now they are saying that Chuck Liddell will not face charges.
What about Mrs. Liddell?
He said he did something to get so she wouldn't be in trouble. Then he came out later and said, no, she jacked
me.
Well,
no one said anything.
Look,
no
she boxed my ears.
Anything.
Look at him. Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't have any visible injuries, but he did.
No, his ears looked like that before.
I know.
That was
visual evidence.
Years,
sorry, Chuck.
Years of cauliflower.
It looked like that 2 days ago. Damn it.
So he hasn't been charged. I'm not aware of her being charged.
God, their private conversations must suck right now for him. Listen, I took a bullet for you, and now they're busting me.
I'm guessing a conversation with Chuck Liddell wasn't that great to start with.
Yeah, he's probably chewing on a chicken leg while he's talking to her. You know he is, in the kitchen, in his boxers.
Right. Getting ready for a nap.
Nothing wrong with that, by the
practicing
way.
Practicing his rear naked chokeholds.
I think we talked to him a couple of times, and he was ready for a nap.
Yeah,
just
time.
That once,
every
I think.
Time,
I think that once was enough. It we was. Went, nah, let's not do that again.
Yeah, so he's one of those kind of guys. I remember that.
Hello, Chuck.
Chuck, hello,
you're
there.
You're on the air. Wake up, buddy.
The Thomas Jefferson statue in New York City Hall will not stand. There was a unanimous vote by the New York City Public Design Commission, and so the 7-foot statue of Thomas Jefferson will be removed.
How are we going to remember him?
There's a book right there you can read about history.
And he on a
The request had been made to remove the 188-year-old monument because Jefferson was a slave owner.
And banged him, too.
With New York's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus arguing that it was not reflective of the city's diversity and character.
What was the slave? What was the brown sugar slave owner joke on Weekend Update? Because I just saw it again yesterday.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, it was a weekend. Yeah.
Had to be delivered by Michael Che.
No, it wasn't.
No?
It was delivered by Colin Jost. Yeah, it was a funny joke, too, because the brown sugar is about having sex with a slave, and then he said the joke
line.
Well,
you want to see if it's in this crowd of stuff that we have here?
Sure. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. Let's hear a little bit.
Yeah, here's a selection of jokes from Michael Che and Colin Jost from SNL.
A new report shows that President Biden is on average 22 minutes late for public events. Worse, he only does it to appeal to Black voters. The Brooklyn Nets have banned star player Kyrie Irving from the team until he's finally vaccinated. And as a New York sports fan, I hope this decision finally forces Kyrie to do the right thing and buy a fake vaccination card.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is being criticized for remaining on paternity leave with his husband and twin babies while supply chain problems threaten the holiday shopping season. Said conservatives, see, you let gay couples have kids and God cancels Christmas.
Probably headline.
A new study shows that coronavirus can cause infertility in men. See, so it's not all bad.
Yeah,
I found it. It was they stopped playing brown sugar because it's about having sex with a slave.
Right.
Something I wish I'd known before I chose it at karaoke.
No, that's
just Jost.
Brown sugar would have been a great karaoke song. I mean, you would have. Wouldn't sound like Jagger at all, but it's a great song.
No, nobody's got the chops to pull that
no,
off.
No. Well, that just say that about all karaoke.
Right.
Yeah. I did like the...
Some country is not that difficult.
No.
The celebrity...
Oh, yeah, it's real easy, right?
What was it? Celebrity Classroom game show with Pete Davidson and Rami Malek pulling the old...
The switcheroo, yeah.
The Jagger, Richard, you know.
Yeah, well, they both got eyes similar to each other. That's
where
they
were impersonating each other. And Mike Myers did Jagger Jagger.
This is Tuesday, by the way. I forgot to talk about this yesterday. No big deal, but I wanted to hear that joke.
Sorry, it's not in there.
That's okay.
In that one, still.
Bush delivered it fine.
It, didn't he?
Yeah.
Perfect.
He's as white as Jost. Well, we all are for that matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's about the whitest guy ever.
I don't think we're quite a silver spoon as he is.
No. Well, he wasn't silver spoon.
I thought he was.
He was smart and got to a good school. Okay. He's from Staten Island. I don't think he seems kind of, but he's a he might have came from money, but
middle class boy.
But he's also went to
Harvard.
Yeah, but you get to Harvard because you're smart. People get to Harvard all the time because they're smart.
Hmm.
I know. I turned him down.
And you
thank you.
Marry and knock up Scarlett Johansson.
That helps more.
Smart.
No, it helps more. Yeah,
that's a smart move.
All right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A Michigan school district is canceling Halloween and Valentine's celebrations over concerns that the holidays are not inclusive. East Lansing Public Schools sent a letter to parents saying that elementary schools would not take part in celebrations since they could hurt someone's feelings and make families uncomfortable. The letter said the Halloween parade was axed because there are students whose families don't celebrate or feel comfortable with their children participating.
Well, dress them like a princess or a football player or something like that. My kids used to march around the elementary school every year. Well, that was a cute
Apparently
thing.
Apparently, they don't celebrate or feel comfortable with their children participating in some cases. On Valentine's Day, they say that won't be celebrated because some children are unlovable.
Are you editorializing?
You're reading that like it meant it. I love that. That's the end of the story. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Some of them really are.
I think you had lib there.
I love that, Craig.
Now, the Valentine's Day thing has been going on for years. Where they stop
that. I'd forgotten
that
I'd written that in here.
There's one kid that everybody hates and nobody gives them a Valentine, so they have to stop it completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I learned the Halloween one before. That's new.
I wrote this a couple days ago and forgot that I'd written that in there.
I remember maybe third grade, you know, we all had little bags hanging off of our desk, you know, the old days, and you brought Valentine's cards in that day. And I remember all of them, we used to buy them for each other. But one year I said to my mom, I said, you know, I don't love some of these girls because they all said love you on those little cards.
Right.
So I picked out a few girls I didn't love in third grade. But I'm sitting right next to this girl who was friend of mine, but I didn't love her, so I didn't want her to get a. So I remember at the end of the day, we were all opening Valentine's, and she couldn't find mine. And I remember I didn't give her one because, like you said, Todd mentioned those, sometimes they didn't give them to everybody, but you're supposed to give them to everybody.
Right.
And I remember saying, well, it's got to be in there somewhere. Look, I'm just waiting for the bell to ring. I remember like it was yesterday. And then the bell rang and school was over. Okay, let's go. And that was she never brought up again. Yeah, felt bad about that.
And Mike was in the starting blocks at
that
point.
I was.
Boom.
Well, in East Lansing, they said that Valentine's Day won't be celebrated because they don't feel comfortable with the idea of boys and girls exchanging Valentines or participating in a celebration that focuses on
sex,
love.
Yeah. Whatever. They don't want to do a Halloween celebration. Go to a hardcore Christian school. They won't celebrate it then, you know.
No, but this just gives the cancel culture bitchers something else to bitch about.
Right. Somebody sent me a picture of four little kids dressed as Kiss of the show Nick.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's cute. I think the one kid might be a small person.
Came in an email, I think.
Yeah, pretty cute.
And then did they start singing a Guns N' Roses song?
Yeah, the mini Kiss. Yeah, these are actually kids, though, right?
Fantastic news.
Yeah.
A Canadian high school administrator.
Up there, they just call him a high school administrator.
Will not be disciplined despite the efforts of parents who are outraged by images featuring the number 666 in pictures uploaded to Eden High School's Instagram page. The principal, Sharon Burns, posted photos displaying her fandom for Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
We did the story, but this is the end of the story.
I know that. I know it's an update. Yeah,
they said it's cool.
Oh, that's cool?
They said it's cool.
Yeah.
I still love Sharon Burns.
She will not be disciplined despite the efforts of parents who were outraged by images featuring the number 666. And Sharon Burns, the principal,
is her husband
posting
in the Army?
Photos displaying her fandom for Iron Maiden.
Dude.
Including a handmade sign featuring the number 666.
Number of the beast.
Parents were outraged. Students supported Miss Burns and described her as probably one of the best the school has ever had.
Yep.
And so the district school board of Niagara said, nah, y'all are good.
Old Sharon Burns.
Oh, they took into account how she did her job.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Or maybe that people just like what they like when it comes to music.
And it's a rock band that's been around since the 70s.
Her love of Iron Maiden doesn't affect her job.
Well, her love of the devil and Satan and the number 666. And if you remember, she had a couple of pictures put up with her with her hands making the devil horn signs. So she's clearly of the devil.
Or a Texas fan.
Or that. Clearly of the devil.
Clearly of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have 666. I was going to jam a little Iron Maiden for you there. And the band's been around 45 years. And people are mad.
You got none in the library?
I went to the hills in there. I think I jammed that last time.
Actually, there's a new one out that we've been playing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they got a brand new album just came out.
Excellent. All right.
And the one guy likes to fish.
Ooh. Skip over that part.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a book out.
Yeah. Why don't you cover that in the podcast?
All right. Oh, good idea. Yep. Let me write that down.
Yeah. Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.